Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
All right, the Golden State Warriors tonight beat the Los Angeles Lakers 115-101. You're listening to the Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. Matt Steinmetz, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson, will be joined by John Dickinson shortly. No LeBron James tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers, and yet still they found themselves up 10 points in the third quarter at one point. It took a nice rally from the Warriors late in the third quarter. Then they finished off the Lakers in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson leads the way with 28 points. He was 10 for 15 from the field and 4 for 7 from three-point range. And the Warriors raised their record to 37 and 15. If there's a piece of good news tonight,
give it to me.
It was that... Well, there's a lot of good news, but one big piece of good news regarding Steve Kerr, he will not have to go to Charlotte and coach the Western Conference All-Star team because the Denver Nuggets won, which means Mike Malone will be going, and Steve Kerr was pleased about that. Apparently, he'd rather go to the beach than Charlotte.
Six-hour flight from
something
here?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, lucky Steve.
Yeah, I know it. Mm-hmm. I know it. What'd you think tonight, Goo?
I thought the Laker fans were loud. I thought the Lakers came out, the Warriors came out a bit sloppy, like they weren't into it. And the Lakers caught their attention. And then DeMarcus Cousins, to me, had the play of the game with the dunk over Kuzma. He bodied him. That could be dunk of the year. But outside of that, I saw the big four now. I'm including DeMarcus Cousins. Nobody shot more than 15 times. He's still struggling, the big
four. Who's out?
No, I'm adding Cousins, the big four. I don't include Draymond in the big three.
Really?
Offensively.
Oh my!
Oh, stop!
Oh my! Yeah, now you better hope Draymond's not listening.
Oh, that's
his
my
call.
Guy. He gives you the
apparently
heart and
he's
soul.
Not your guy.
Offensively,
it's a big five. It's a big five.
Wow!
Wow! All right.
But my
shots
point
fired
being,
at Draymond Green.
5 of 15 from Boogie. He still got some rust, Steiny.
Yeah.
And they're going to him more and more. And I don't want to say it's bogging down the offense, but you didn't see Steph get off to a fast start. KD, just another ho-hum 21, but it was like he was invisible a little bit. But they're out there trying, and again, it's a work in progress. You want to win the war, not the battle, and I guess that's what they're doing. But the Lakers had me curious for a bit. I thought, oh, here we go again.
888-957-9570 is the number if you want to talk about this one. The Warriors, once again, 115-101. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. And no LeBron James for the L.A. Lakers. I'll tell you who was a huge, huge part of this win. Andre Iguodala, he was spectacular tonight, I thought. I really thought he was terrific. He had 17 points in 26 minutes, 7 for 9 from the floor.
Woo!
And I'll tell you what, he's just got a way of figuring out when this team needs him. And when they do, he responds. And when they don't need him, well, he might take it easy a little bit. But
like the two shots the other night.
He very rarely leaves the Warriors hanging when they need him to play well, and tonight he played very well. He was plus 23 tonight, by far the best plus-minus of the game. Kevin Durant with 11 assists tonight. So 21 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds for Durant. Steph Curry started out 0 for 8 from the field,
ooh,
and he ended up finishing with 14, and he got 12 in the fourth quarter. What do you say we listen to what Andre Iguodala had to say? Let's take a listen to Andre Iguodala.
Andre, what were you thinking when you saw Boogie standing over Kuzma after that dunk? Because you had a huge smile on your face and you pulled Boogie away, but what was that moment like?
I was just, you know, he got hit a few times and things weren't kind of quite going his way. But he just kept playing through it, so it was just really good to see him adjusting. He's not getting the calls like he's accustomed to getting just because of the team he's on, and I think he's doing a great job of adjusting. And I think I'm the reason why he got a take, because I actually grabbed him and was like, good shot, good job, or whatever. But the ref might interpret it as grabbing him from standing over a guy and gave him a take, so I don't know.
You had a nice dunk of your own, kind of had a little shimmy shake going up the court. Were you feeling pretty good right then?
Nah, it was just funny because JaVale and I, we've been teammates on a couple teams, so it's just always funny when that happens. I've tried him a few times, never quite got him, so I was just having fun at the time.
Going back to the DeMarcus dunk, you guys had been sleepwalking a little bit before that. Do you feel like it gave you guys a bit of an emotional spark when that play happened?
I don't think we're sleepwalking. It's just, you know, the standards we've set is saying, you know, we should be up by 20 or else we're not, you know, playing well. But teams have been really coming in and putting their best foot forward. Rondo is doing a really good job of putting those young guys in a position to be in attack at all times. And if you get on your heels against them, you know, they can go on those runs like they did there in the third quarter. But, yeah, we were able to bounce back. Boogie got some touches inside. Even though the touches he didn't finish, you know, he was a presence down there and demanded a lot of attention, which got some shots for myself. And Clay got some good looks. And, you know, Steph missed some shots, but he got some really good looks there in the fourth. And I think we established ourselves in the middle early in that third.
Bro, you're shooting like something like 80% against the Lakers this year. Crazy efficiency. Do you know what explains that? I mean, where that's coming from?
Well, I mean, the two games here, we've been getting off to slow starts, and we haven't had a chance to get our thrust. And then, you know, I've always tried to play my game based on what's going on with our team, and that was the case just the two games here. So it's just a matter of trying to figure out, put the foot on the gas pedal at certain times, especially when we're vulnerable or teams going a little bit of a run, or you know, there's been this theme kind of if we aren't up by 20, the energy's kind of low, just in general, and this to be understood. But at the same time, it's basketball. You got a lot of great players, and it's gonna happen from time to time.
Andre, you guys are so used to Steph shooting and knocking out shots from all over the place. I'm just curious what it's like for you guys on the bench and on the floor when he's not making shots like he did for the first three quarters tonight.
I mean, you count on one hand how many times it's happened. I don't even think I can two, three fingers. That's it. But I think I was saying on the bench, you know, get him an easy shot. And we're so used to him just making everything for himself and creating for himself and others that we could forget that, you know, just get him a good look, set him a solid screen. And then he got a layup, and that layup opened things up for him. So I think he kind of figured it out as well, and we don't worry about that too much.
Andre, was it your idea to initially hide the ring from JaVale before the game, and what was it like to be able to present that to him?
No, that just happened, like, right there when they gave me the box. You know, JaVale is like a close friend of mine. Like, I consider him a brother, family. So we always play jokes on each other when we're in each other's presence, so. It was just messing with him a little bit.
All right, there's Andre Iguodala. Iguodala tonight with 17 points. That's his second most amount of points in a game this year. He had 23 against the Lakers on Christmas Day, so he's done some damage against the Lakers this year. Once again, he finishes with 17 on 7 of 9 from the field. He made 3 of 4 from three-point range.
Starting, we always talk about him knowing when to go, but we don't talk about how he keeps himself in shape. If you go birth certificate, he's older, but if you look at him, he looks young, he's fit, and when he brings it, I mean, his toolbox, he has as much tools as anybody in the league, man.
He's been playing really well this year. He's been under the radar a little bit, but Steve Kerr, if you've listened to him talk in the last three or four weeks, he never fails anymore to bring up Iguodala and talk about what kind of season he's having. He thinks he's having a heck of a season. And tonight, he certainly had a heck of a game. All right, we come back. We'll be joined by John Dickinson. We'll hear some more from some Warrior players. You're listening to the Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Yeah, we don't get to go to Charlotte. Instead, we have to take 5 days off.
That's some pretty good load management.
So, yeah, I'm going to definitely get plenty of load management those 5 days.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Shot at LeBron?
I think so.
And Kawhi Leonard,
yep,
too?
Yeah.
Look at Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was talking about the fact that the Denver Nuggets won tonight, which means he will not have to coach the Western Conference All-Star team at the All-Star game and All-Star weekend in Charlotte later on this month. So
he's done it before, so been there, done that.
I guess good for him. All right, the play of the game tonight is brought to you by Putnam Auto. Visit Putnam Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Burlingame, featuring the all-new XT4 crossover SUV, or visit PutnamGM.com.
It's time for the play of the game.
He got it!
Now, here's the play of the game.
Durant to the front court. Durant off the screen. Bounce pass to Boogie. Down the lane. Dunk it over Kuzma. And a foul!
All right. There it is. Dunk by DeMarcus Cousins over Kyle Kuzma.
What would you rate that dunk?
6.
Oh, Steiny.
What?
It was an and one.
Oh.
On cool, that's poster material there.
Barely got off. He's 7 feet. He barely got off the ground.
It looked good, though.
Come on. I think Iguodala's was better, actually.
You think
he went
so?
Over, yeah, because he went over the key. Nah, it was pretty good. I'll admit it. It was a good dunk. What was I going to say? Clay. Clay Thompson. Clay Thompson. And let's make Clay Thompson brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers, the best since 1952. Here's Clay.
How did it feel, and how were you able to get yourself going once you went through pregame warm-ups?
I felt good. Luckily, sickness is nearly gone, and I felt very refreshed, and I'm very happy with the win. Any win you get in this league, you got to be grateful for.
Do you feel like you're completely healthy, or are you still kind of coming back a little bit?
I'm completely healthy.
Clay, what impact did DeMarcus's dunk over Kuzma have on you guys kind of flipping that game around?
I think it sparked our crowd, which was huge. We didn't give them anything really to cheer for in that start of that third quarter. So once we get the crowd into it, we feel the energy, we can swing the momentum. That's what happened. So thank God Cuz made a huge play.
Clay, to see Steph miss his first 8 field goals and then score 14 points over the final 6:20, does that just show what he is capable of doing even in an off night, so to speak?
Yes. The man is not immune from an off night, even though it's very, very rare. But you saw even when he's, like you said, 0-for-8, he is going to have that gunner mentality, and I think he's earned that over his career. And we want him to keep it that way because he's at his best when he's aggressive. And, uncharacteristic night for him shooting the ball, but that's the best basketball. They're very rare and far between for that man.
Hey, Clay, what did you think of some of the Laker fans chanting that we want Thompson?
When I think of it, I didn't really hear it. They were way up there, it's part of the game.
What's that?
From a good place, I guess.
Yeah. What's that like dealing overall throughout the season with just speculation about free agency?
Well, I look at the bright side. It means you're wanted, so it means you're doing something right. And it's part of our business. You know, people love, especially when free agency season comes, they love, you know, speculating who's going to go where, who's going to shift the dynamics of the NBA. And it's good for our sport. It draws interest.
Does that affect a locker room at all mid-season when there's so much future talk?
I don't think so because, you know, not very many teams really believe they have a chance to win a title, and we're one of them. And I think that's the only thing in our minds. And I don't think it really affects us. You know, we're all grown men. At the end of the day, whatever we decide to do, we're all brothers, and we're not going to hold any grudges because it's business.
All right, that's Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson was the Warriors' leading scorer tonight. He finished with 28 points. By the way, Draymond Green, a little right ankle injury tonight. He exited the game. He did at the end of the first half. He did play in the second half. But after the game, he said his ankle feels sore. So we'll monitor that. The good news for the Warriors is they don't play until Wednesday when the San Antonio Spurs come in. I don't know why I would have thought the Seattle Supersonics are coming in. Maybe that's one of those
you want them to get a team
positive
back.
Premonitions. Yep. Is what I'm thinking it might have been.
What about Klay saying we don't hold any grudges if we're all brothers? And
that means he knows Kevin's leaving.
That's what I'm just, wow, it was interesting. Read between the lines here.
Nah, I mean, we don't know what's going on with Kevin Durant or any of the three Warrior free agents, to tell you the truth. We'll find that out. But, you know, Klay Thompson is going to be a player who's going to be sought after in the offseason, but he's given every indication he wants to come back to the Warriors. The Warriors are going to have to pony up some money. That's basically what it comes down to, Darryl.
Yeah, but it's not a dollar that he's not worth or earned. You get what I'm saying? He deserves the max. Whatever that is, he deserves it. And if you want him to keep him here, to go in this new building, the Chase Arena, you better pay Klay. We heard his daddy say it. Pay it. Pay the man.
Klay Thompson is now shooting 38.2% from three-point range, and it wasn't long ago that he was hovering around 33%. And he's gotten hot the last few games. And Steph Curry, he was knocking on the door to 50% about a month ago. He's down to 40. He's down to, quote-unquote, down to 45.1% after his 2-for-9 from three-point range tonight. Guru, the Warriors will have off tomorrow, and then they'll come back. They'll practice Monday and Tuesday, and they play the Spurs on Wednesday. And we got the All-Star break right around the corner. I got to believe they're looking forward to it.
Yeah, but I'm also looking at the DeMarcus Cousins piece of the puzzle. They need to get him polished. And I think the All-Star break is coming at a time to where they can't do that. You can't do it in practice. And I'm not being negative with this assertion here, Steiny. Do you think with that injury he's had, it's a given that what I wait for is the Sacramento DeMarcus Cousins? We may not see that on the block.
I don't know.
Dude, he got blocked by Kuzma tonight. Yeah. I mean, Hart. There's no lift.
And yet he had 18 and 10. You know what I mean? So he found a way to get to the line seven times. I hear you, but you know it's funny. I think that speaks to just how good a player he is.
No, he took 15 shots.
I'm with you. You know, I didn't think he was great tonight, but he still's got you by. He still gets you 18 and 10, four assists. He only had a turnover, and definitely the play of the game. All right, when we come back, we are going to be joined by John Dickinson. You're listening to Warriors Wrap Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. The Warriors 115, the Lakers 101. DeMarcus Cousins tonight finishes with 18 points, 10 rebounds. And after the game, he was asked whether or not he can play just about 25 minutes, and that's it so far. Here's what he had to say.
I'm pissed at Steve right now, man. Me and Steve are bumping heads with this minute restriction. Nah, but, you know, it's a process. It's, you know, you got to go through it. You know, we're still trying to figure it out and, you know, do what's best for me and my body moving forward. So, you know, it sucks, especially when you really get involved in the game. Your emotions are going. You know, my emotions are always in the game, and it just feels like every time I feel like I'm at that turning point, you know, being myself, it's like, let's go. Let's come sit down on the sideline. But, you know, they've been great through this process, you know, helping me and, you know, move forward and go about it the right way. So I feel like with any athlete, it's frustrating when you can't, you know,
go out there and perform the way you would want to or when you want to. So, you know, I just got to stick through it and, you know, just keep building daily.
All right, there's DeMarcus Cousins talking about wanting to play more, but knowing that it's probably not in his best interest, at least right now, to play more minutes than that. Let's welcome in John Dickinson. JD, Guru was a little puzzled. Guru wasn't he wasn't high on Cousins tonight. He's a little he's worried about him that he got blocked by Josh Hart.
Just in general, that's all.
Well, he's having problems finishing. I think that's okay. The biggest thing, and he addressed that too in the post-game press conference. That's almost the last step. Just getting more polished around the basket and being able to hone in on his moves and make sure he's making the right move the right way at the right time.
Is it explosion?
I think it's part explosion. I think that's also maybe the last thing to come back, although he had plenty of explosion when he dunked over Kyle Kuzma, ironically enough. But, you know, 5 for 15 tonight, and he winds up with 18 points and, you know, had an impact on the game. I think the dunk emotionally flipped the game back toward the Warriors' favor when they went on that run after falling down by 10 in the third quarter. So I think the individual play mattered tonight more than maybe the overall performance, but I'm actually kind of with Guru. I think the overall performance continues to be up and down, and I think he's a player that's still trying to polish what his game maybe used to be, or at least get it closer to that point.
Yeah, I guess my concern, and that's strong, is the shot distribution. He demands 15 shots. Nobody got more than that tonight. And my point being, those are 15 shots that you take away from Steph, Clay, and KD. And how long do you go to where he is great? He has that reputation. But if you're not getting the returns, if I'm an opposing coach, I'm like, give it to DeMarcus all you want, because those are shots that Steph used to get, Clay and KD get. So I guess that's – and I might be panicking, but I'm just, you know, looking down the road like, man, I want DeMarcus to get as many shots as he can.
Yeah, I think you want to get him a lot of shots to get him into a rhythm. But I think you also have to make sure – and look, tonight was a night where Stephen Curry struggled, didn't make a field goal till the fourth quarter. So maybe you look to go different area, you know, go to a different – player, different area to get, you know, some of that production. Klay Thompson was for the most part outstanding. I think what is going to happen though eventually is on the nights where maybe DeMarcus Cousins doesn't have it early, as we get closer to the playoffs and this team trying to figure it out, if Cousins is having a game maybe like tonight where he actually was pretty good early, I thought he was pretty good early in the Philadelphia game too, but if it's a night where he's starting to struggle in a stretch, you either may not see him on the floor down the stretch of the game, or you're going to see the Warriors have to go to Curry and have to go to Durant even more. Durant's the one that sticks out to me tonight. Curry struggled. Clay was really good. Cousins was struggled, 5 of 15, but Durant only got 13 shots, and that's on a night where Durant was a plus 18, and he was 8 for 13, so and got to the line five times. If I'm Kevin Durant, and I found it interesting Durant didn't speak to the media tonight, after the ball game, and neither did Stephen Curry. But I kind of wonder what you're thinking on a night like that.
Well, that's because Steph Curry was too busy taking cheap shots at the coaching staff.
How about that?
Did you see he videoed the coach's reaction after Denver won?
They're hating on his city, he said.
And Coach Kerr was getting the updates in the press conference, and he was excited. That could not have worked out any better for Steve Kerr and his staff.
Yeah. Well,
and it's so funny, too, because I was watching a video of the Nuggets, in their coach's office after they get the win, and it clinches it for them, and they're dousing Michael Malone. They're having a party. Like, they're excited about it because it's the first time, and, you know, it sort of solidifies the first half. Obviously, we're 50-plus games now, but it just the way that they've played. So they're happy to be going, and the Warriors are probably happy as have been there, done that staff to maybe not be going this year. So I think it's one of those that it works out for everybody by virtue of what the conference half-game tiebreaker with the Nuggets over the Warriors at the end of the night tonight.
The one player we haven't talked about with you yet, JD, and the son of a gun's got a knack for playing well when he feels the Warriors need him to play well, and that's Iguodala. They needed him tonight, and he delivered, and he seems to deliver more often than not during those times when the Warriors need him to make some shots.
Yeah, the bright lights are on. I mean, it feels like a playoff game at least coming into it until LeBron James, we find out, isn't going to play, what, an hour and a half or so before the game. But, no, I mean, Iguodala, on a night where Curry struggles, Iguodala hits 7 of 9 and knocks down 3 threes. So he helps offset some of maybe what you didn't get from Curry that you're used to getting from Curry. And he was explosive tonight. He was active defensively as well. And, you know, team high plus 23. There are a lot of nights where Andre Iguodala is just in the middle of everything good going on with the Warriors, regardless of his stat line. Now, tonight, you look at the, you know, the counting stats and the points and everything, and you look at it all, and you're like, oh, that's a really good game. 7 of 9, hit 3 threes. But there's a lot of nights where maybe that line isn't the same, but the plus-minus and him being on the court when good things are happening is.
Yeah, I was telling Stoney, I think we take him for granted just how good of shape he keeps himself in.
And sometimes you forget about him.
He goes.
Sometimes you almost forget about him. Like, you were kind of ripping him the other night a little bit,
dude. I wasn't ripping him. I was ripping him because I want more of him because I know he can do it.
But I don't think you can flip a switch and just say, I'm going to score 17 tonight. It's got to come within the flow of what's going on.
In fact, in the post-game interview, he said he's always on over the course of his career, he lets the game dictate how he's going to play. He doesn't go in with a plan. He doesn't go in thinking he's going to score. He goes in, kind of assesses the situation. Tonight, obviously, they needed some buckets from him, and he delivered.
And I don't have to tell you guys, sometimes sports is more than just numbers. It's about moments. And we heard Scotty Brooks a few weeks back talking about Andre Iguodala, and I can comprehend the premise that he could be a future Hall of Famer. I can have that conversation. I think he's not only earned it, but he's showing us when he's there, when he's ready to go, there is no moment too big. Yeah. NBA Finals MVP.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm letting you know.
I think he got to play more than 15 games a year at a high level.
Well, he's playing more than 15.
Come on.
You know what, though? If it's the right 15.
Well. Preach.
I mean, and it's there in the playoffs.
See, if we wouldn't have Raymond Ritter here right now, the Warriors PR guy.
Well, but
if it's the right
15 games and you wind up with the best record in the league,
man.
Then I mean I do think in fairness, yes, you could say, well, you know, could he do it more? Well, you know, maybe if he did it more in a regular season, it wouldn't necessarily be there in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. But I think if you're winning championships and he's showing up in the playoffs and he's available in the playoffs, I think this team's talented enough to make it through the regular season and be okay if he doesn't do that every night.
By the way, we may have an issue with the box score. It has Iguodala with just one steal. I thought he had two tonight, one in the game, and then, hey, he took JaVale McGee's ring.
Yeah.
Nice moment for JaVale McGee tonight.
That was awesome.
And I'd forgotten that Iguodala and McGee have been teammates before they were teammates with the Warriors.
Denver.
So they go back away.
Yeah.
Did they play together in Philly, too?
I think they did play together.
Just Denver?
Denver. Okay. I want to say that maybe they did, but okay. Yeah, Denver for sure.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Warriors back in action on Wednesday against the San Antonio Spurs right here at Oracle Arena. No, not Seattle.
Yeah, there you go.
Why would I have said Seattle earlier?
You hoping they get a team?
I am hoping. Yeah. Who isn't? Well, who isn't?
I'm hoping, yeah.
Yeah. A bobblehead night Wednesday? Sean Livingston?
All right,
we got Sean
there
Livingston bobblehead night. Once again, Warriors 115, Lakers 101, and the Warriors raised their record to 37-15 and put the loss of on Thursday night behind him, the Philadelphia 76ers. 115-101, Warriors beat the Lakers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.